in the limelight. Torrential rain has flooded roads and tube stations in London after thunderstorms hit the south of England on Sunday, 25th of July. Barts Health NHS Trust declared a major incident after the flooding led to problems at Whipps Cross Hospital and Newham Hospital in the east of the city. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist Jane Clinton. The piece is titled, Thunderstorms Leave Roads and Tube Stations Flooded in London. Torrential rain has flooded roads and tube stations in London after thunderstorms hit south of England on Sunday, 25th of July. Barts Health NHS Trust declared a major incident after the flooding led to problems at Whipps Cross Hospital and Newham Hospital in the east of the city. A statement from Barts Health NHS Trust says, "We're working closely with our local partners to resolve the issue and maintain patient care. While services remain available for people in an emergency, patients are asked to attend alternative hospitals where they can to help us put solutions in place as quickly as possible." Police had to close a road in southwest London where three double-decker buses were stuck under a railway bridge, according to a journalist from Agence France-Presse. The driver said passengers had to get off the bus after his bus started taking on water. Other motorists in Walthamstow, northeast London, had to abandon their vehicles because of flooding. It was also reported that some residents there were in waist-high water in their homes, with emergency service called to rescue them. Portobello Road in West London was also deluged, according to social media posts. The Met Office and Environment Agency rain gauges showed there was 48.5 millimetres of rain in 1 hour in Bethesden in Kent between 3 and 4 p.m. on Sunday. There was 38.5 millimetre of rain in 1 hour at Ryde in the Isle of Wight, and 20 to 30 millimetres of rain in 1 hour in parts of London and nearby counties. The London Fire Brigade said it had taken 300 flooding-related calls in just a few hours on Sunday, 25th of July. The Stand and Calling Music Festival, which had been taking place in Hertfordshire with a capacity of 15,000, was called off because of the flooding. Stand and Calling said on Twitter, "If we can safely leave the site this evening, please do so as quickly as possible. We are working on getting everyone off the site as safely as quickly as possible." The Environment Agency on Sunday, 25th of July, issued 5 flood warnings across the southern parts of England and 19 flood alerts, which included parts of Wales. A yellow thunderstorm warning was in place until midnight on Sunday, covering an area of the south from Norwich to Plymouth. An amber warning for thunderstorms had previously been issued by the Met Office for parts of southeast England, including the London area, during Sunday afternoon and early evening. Met Office meteorologist Stephen Keats said the storms were being caused by a convergence of air currents as warmth in the Earth's surface from the recent heat wave rose to meet cooler air in the atmosphere. Weather forecasters said on Monday, 26th of July, would be a slightly quieter day in the south with a few locally sharp showers and some heavier showers across the north of the United Kingdom. However, through the coming week, the unsettled weather will continue and further rain and thunderstorm warnings will be issued for Tuesday and onwards.